Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. The Indianapolis Public Schools could learn this afternoon the fate of their underperforming schools. State Superintendent Tony Bennett will announce the recommendations for the schools that face possible state intervention. IPS Superintendent Eugene White has disagreed with Bennett on how to handle the schools that have been on probation now for a sixth year. Today's recommendations will go to the State Board of Education on Monday. A federal grand jury has indicted six Terre Haute residents in connection with the fatal shooting of a police officer, including a man prosecutors say sold the shooter the handgun he used to kill the officer. Federal prosecutors say 40-year-old Scott Griffey could face up to 10 years in prison on each of three federal firearms violations. Five other people were charged with lying to police. 34-year-old Officer Brent Long was fatally shot July 11th. The parents of missing IU student Lauren Spear plan to take part in a drive to hang new posters of her around the campus the day before classes resume for the fall semester. Organizers hope the volunteer effort planned for Sunday in Bloomington will draw fresh attention to the disappearance of the 20-year-old. She vanished early June 3rd while walking alone after a night out with friends. The cause of an early morning fire is under investigation at the Aristocrat restaurant at 52nd and College, though firefighters say it looks like it started in the kitchen. Damage is estimated at $1.5 million. WFYI weather, mostly sunny days through Tuesday with highs in the low to mid 80s, clear nights with lows in the lower 60s. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth. Stay tuned for No Limits, where we're talking today about locally grown food from farm to fork. We'll take your calls at 1-866-476-3881, or you can send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org.